Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, the start of another fun-filled week. This is your Monday, January the 30th edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Now, being Monday, we may run into some technical issues. Don't ask me why, but we always seem to run into some sort of technical glitch on a Monday. So hopefully we'll get through today without too many problems. A quick check of what's going on to start the financial week. Well, once again, the European debt situation is front and center. And what a shock, what a surprise. It was announced today that regulators see little or any hope of recovering any of the $1.5 billion MF Global can't account for. Dow starting the week off on the weak side, 18 points at 12,644. NASDAQ off 3 at 2,812. Dollar marginally higher, up 34 basis points. U.S. dollar index at 79.18. And I'm surprised, crude oil weaker by 74 at $98.82 a barrel. We'll have more after this.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
dark out here. I can't read those signs. And peace to the trouble of life.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. As we mentioned before the break, crude oil off 74 cents. The crude currently trading at $98.82. I must admit I was expecting to see higher oil prices this morning when over the weekend Iran announced that in retaliation against European Union sanctions on Iran, they were not going to ship any oil to any of its European clients. But apparently it's had no effect on crude oil today. Gold off $8 at $1,730. That can be expected because of the 3 day of gains last week. Silver 52 cents at $33.57. Platinum off 11 at $16.18. The palladium off $4 at $6.92. And so with the Dow and the metals in the red, mining index also in the red by 113 basis points, but the XAU still holding above 200, currently sitting at 201.55. A lot of folks anticipating that we are going to have at some point in time a big spike in gold prices and silver prices. Many noted analysts expecting once silver has tested $37 and breached it, the next logical step is $50. And as soon as gold breaks out of the 1730 range, the next stop is 1900. Let me tell you why I think gold should be priced at $10,000 an ounce. This is not based on any newfound insight or technical analysis. It was based this weekend on watching a reality show on Discovery Channel. It was the Alaska Gold Rush series that they ran over the weekend. Now, I've been watching this program for a while, and it intrigued me for no other reason than it was a unique human story. Here were six guys. Who put everything they owned into a plan to go to Alaska and look for gold. It is a unique American story. And I bring that up in context of a plethora of stories you will find on my website today dealing with American exceptionalism. We'll get into American exceptionalism in just a bit. But back to these six guys selling everything they had and investing that money in a dream of finding gold in Alaska. And the series deals with the trials and tribulations that these guys go through. And if anybody has any notion that finding gold is an easy task, think again. Not only is gold extremely difficult to find, but the manual required to get an ounce of gold out of the ground is unbelievable. And so one can look at the price of gold in the context of, yeah, a bunch of bankers in London every morning sit around a table and decide on what that day's value of gold is. And as we know, as represented by today's price, that value is $1,730 an ounce. But if we had to put the true cost of getting an ounce of gold out of the ground, I think at $10,000, it still would be undervalued. Now there's a new addition to the Alaska Gold Rush. I believe it is tomorrow night on the Discovery Channel. Which also shows how bureaucracies within the government are worthless entities. Because here are these guys digging for gold in the Klondikes. Now, besides dealing with how tough it is to find gold, they've also got to deal with the weather. And I have to say, the weather in the Klondikes is not conducive for short pants and T-shirts. So not only are they battling the weather, but I believe in the series that comes up, it also is a series on how they are battling government bureaucracies that are attempting to shut down these guys' gold mine because it doesn't meet certain safety standards. Yeah, these guys are in the middle of nowhere. And some bureaucrat from the mining industry is threatening to shut down their gold mining operation because of some minuscule safety violation. And so when you look at the price of gold, I think it is more instructive to look at the price of gold rather in terms of what it takes to find and extract an ounce of gold rather than on some random figure that's pulled out of a hat by five guys in suits sitting somewhere in London, England. And another argument for $10,000 gold, just in case you thought I was going far afield with this one. Gold representing the labor it requires. The gold also reflects how much money the Fed is printing. And based on statements by Bernanke last week, the Fed is committed to printing between $1.5 and $2 trillion every year for the foreseeable future. Anyway, we'll take a short time out and be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Monday, January the 30th. You know, many years ago, I started on the long road of understanding what the theology of was full of back. I crossed a term called exceptionalism. And exceptionalism, when it comes to the ideology, is very easy to understand. Zionists believed that by a providence of God, Jews were God's chosen people. And because of this fact, it gave Zionism the excuse that whatever a Jew did, was okay, no matter how heinous the crime. Because after all, they were God's chosen people. I then started hearing references to American exceptionalism. That was promoted by the likes of Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. And various conservative, enlightened people a noted journalist who writes extensively for WorldNet Daily by the name of Kenneth Timmerman. And so I started to look into American exceptionalism. Now, I have to admit, when I first did a program on the myth of American exceptionalism, it didn't go over well with too many people. You see, because if you question American exceptionalism, by that very fact, you are un-American. This phenomena recently showed itself during the recent presidential debates when Ron Paul mentioned the golden rule. And what he meant was that we should treat foreigners as we should be treated. He was roundly booed by a number of the people in the audience. This is not the first time it's happened. At another debate, Ron Paul questioned how Americans would like it if a foreign government invaded and occupied the U.S. and set up military bases in the U.S. Once again, his statement was greeted by a round of boos. So it was with interest I saw an article today in LouRockwell.com that you can find on my website by Scott Lazarowitz, entitled "American Exceptionalists Love Their Primitive Secular State Theocracy." And we'll have more on American exceptionalism when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, January the 30th. We're talking about American exceptionalism. Or the myth of American exceptionalism. And this from an article you can find on my website with many other references to American exceptionalism, even Jeffersonian exceptionalism. And a little history on Israeli exceptionalism, so you can obviously see where this concept of exceptionalism came from. American presidents for decades have espoused American exceptionalism, most notably Ronald Reagan and his shining city on a hill, but touting American exceptionalism is not solely the purview of conservatives. Bill Clinton, when it was appropriate, espoused American exceptionalism, just as President Obama has. So it should come as no shock or surprise to hear from the Romney camp that part and parcel of his platform is going to be talking up American exceptionalism, just as Newt Gingrich does. They both are going to be touting American exceptionalism. So hopefully by reading through these few articles I have on my website today, it'll give you a better understanding of what these people really mean by American exceptionalism. Or as Scott Lazarowitz says, the myth of American exceptionalism is that the U.S. is an example of moral progress, peace, and prosperity for the rest of the world to follow. But that has not been the case during most of America's existence. When Jefferson referred to American exceptionalism, he used it in the context that the best way of spreading so-called American democracy was to lead by example, and that other nations would want to emulate the United States. And as Scott points out, perhaps America was somewhat exceptional at its founding when the ideas of rights of the individual and private property were taken seriously. But when a constitution which limited the rights of the individual and empowered a centralized government was written and ratified, that was really the end of such moral exceptionalism. The founders had the right idea, but the statists, the centralists, and the fraudsters took control, and that was the end of that. The societal and moral advancement that the founders took from the Enlightenment has tended to regress backwards as America's federal government continually expanded in size and intrusiveness, and its actions overseas became more aggressive. I'm sorry for the sound of a chainsaw in the background, but as you know, I live in Baja, California, where we have a lot of palm trees, and believe it or not, there are guys outside my front door who are scaling up a very large palm tree in my front yard and cutting down some palm leaves. Scott goes back in time to figure out where America's moral degeneracy started to escalate, and he puts his finger on Honest Abe when he waged a brutal and immoral war against civilians in order to compel the population into a life of enslavement by central planners. Woodrow Wilson. Cited American exceptionalism in extending World War I, which contributed to the rise of Hitler. FDR's New Deal really was the final nail in the coffin for whatever freedom there was remaining in America. In foreign affairs for the past century, the reality of American exceptionalism has been this: that the American government may interfere in the internal affairs of foreign nations, may place its governmental apparatus and military bases on other people's territory, may commit acts of aggression, murder, and property destruction, and get away with it through rationalizing and propaganda. But other governments may not do that on our lands or do those things to our people. American exceptionalism is the belief that the American government need not be accountable under the rule of law while at the same time holding foreigners accountable. Regarding the current war on terror, yes, real terrorists attacked America on September the 11th, but when our government then invades and destroys whole countries that had nothing to do with 9/11, then you should logically expect the targeted innocent foreigners to defend their territories. One thing that the American government-controlled schools, both public and private, have accomplished over the past century is the suppression of critical thinking skills. Instead, because the people have allowed the almighty state and its media propagandists such influence and intrusion into the entire education system, the result has been generations of people with an instilled, unquestioned loyalty to the state. And because of this, America has become increasingly authoritarian and restrictive in its liberty to the point of the police state and non-sustainable bankrupting of the empire. Those who question the powers that be are themselves stigmatized and marginalized and in some cases punished and persecuted. Americans have been cheering their government's illicit aggression overseas and booing those who stand for the golden rule and the rule of law. In fact, some of the same people who have been supporting the U.S. government's immoral aggressions overseas have been those preaching the loudest about Christian moral values. sorry, but when one supports one government's invading other countries that were of no threat to the U.S., one preaching of Christian morality is just hypocrisy. Former senator and current presidential candidate Rick Santorum seems to be one of those more outspoken worshippers of the state and its aggressive expansion overseas. Santorum even believes in the central planning of the almighty state domestically in the social arena. Santorum wants to use the armed police apparatus of the state to impose his own personal social views onto the rest of the population, much like the Islamists that he ironically criticizes for wanting to impose their Sharia law onto others. If we don't behave in our private lives as Santorum and his beloved almighty state order us to do, then we are infidels, apparently. Scott goes on to say, and I heard another American exceptionalist recently, Sean Hannity, expressed total cluelessness in his pushing the anti-Iran fear-mongering that is being used to start yet another unnecessary counterproductive war. In arguing with a caller, Hannity was saying that, and I'm paraphrasing here, he merely wanted to prevent mass violence and bloodshed that could be prevented by forcibly removing Iran's nuclear capability. Hannity was referring primarily to protecting Israel. So regarding the possibility of mass bloodshed, Hannity has apparently been oblivious to the hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis throughout the 1990s, killed by U.S. government violence and sanction, and the further hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis since the U.S. government's 2003 invasion. So when you hear the term American exceptionalism, understand where its roots come from and be wary of those who promote American exceptionalism. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Renee, how you doing, my dear?
Fine. When you deal with these issues, it's my favorite shows. Like I say, and I think you bring a little outsider view that you can see some things that people that have always lived in this country can't see, and that's why it's my favorite shows when you deal with this. You know, we're born into this empire. And we're brought up in the worldview that is shaped by these people. And, of course, they have to raise us to believe that they are the good guys and whatever they do to other people is somehow righteous. And, you know, I often also have tried to figure out where did it start. And, you know, actually, though, it's been almost from the beginning, look how, you know, we had to kill those Indians. They were savages. And, we had to enslave those black people because they're too dumb to take care of themselves. Well, we had to keep women from voting. They're just too stupid. We can't let them vote. It really has been almost, you know, and I know some people are going to not like this, from the beginning. And like I say, they have to promote a worldview that sees them, actually, though they're often the predators, as the good guys, and somehow that whoever they victimize or oppress, that person was somehow deserving of the oppression. And, you know, this whole, it really is, instead of a lot of the side issues people talk about, it really is about the people who are often with a higher IQ and more physical strength take advantage of those people who have less physical strength and maybe a lesser IQ, where they can be outsmarted in order to be exploited. That's what it kind of, it pretty much boils down to, instead of a lot of the side issues. So I just wanted to let you know, when you deal with this sort of thing that makes people think, my favorite shows, Robbie.
Thanks, Rena. I appreciate it, my dear.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can find a lot more about this particular subject on my website. As I said, it is a top story today on my webpage. American exceptionalists love their primitive secular state theocracy. You'll also find an expose done by the good folks at Veterans Today of the political hack, otherwise known as Kenneth Timmerman, a longtime promoter of American exceptionalism, together with the rag of a website called WorldNet Daily. And if you scroll on down the page over the weekend, I put a number of articles up dealing with American exceptionalism, including Jeffersonian exceptionalism and Israeli exceptionalism, the destabilizing logic of Zionism. And we'll take another short time out and be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side. Well, my friends, we had a few moments of technical difficulties, but otherwise we got through Monday pretty much unscathed. Even in light of the chainsaw noise in the background. Well, these things happen. You cannot predict them. And it looks like they're not only trimming the leaves off the palm tree, but they are actually attempting to bring down the palm tree. So I should have a fun afternoon. If nothing else, it'll improve my view of the ocean. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Vincent and prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour. Didn't have too much time to get into Brother John's silver update about junk silver, but you can find the link on my website at robbienoll.com. So, my friends, till tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Monday, and till then, see you. Bye.